And so it is, dear friends, that we join together again in this energy. We can feel Kaudra now. He gets the chills coming through him, but it is really from us as we gather here together with Shambhara on this day. So joyous is it for us to be here with you. So joyous to come through this energy portal that you create when you invite us in, where we can come so close to you. Such a moment. And we spend these next few minutes with you melding this energy together. Melding this energy of home, of spirit, of your divineness. Those who are on this side of the veil, all coming together with you. Incredible it is to be able to gather like this. Incredible. In my days, which number several thousand years ago on Earth, we would gather indeed, but we could not pull in the energy of spirit and of our divinity the way you can now. If every once in a brief while we would get just a glimpse of the type of energy that is flowing through here now, we would be so delighted. We would feel we had touched God. And now look at you. Look what you're able to bring in. Look at the entryway, the pathway you are able to create between your space on Earth, through the veil into our space, a direct line that works its way to your true and divine being. Incredible. I, Tobias, look forward to the time when I will return to follow in your path on Earth, to experience for myself what it is like to be in biology, and to be able to hold my divinity. I look forward to this. Breathe deeply, dear Shambhara. Breathe deeply. Yes. As you breathe, release those tensions. Release those cares and worries. Breathe deeply into your entire being. Breathe all the way to your feet. Breathe now also into your mind, into that intellect that has served you so well. Breathe into your emotions. Breathe deeply into your emotions, for you often forget to go there. It seems like so many times you use the pathway of your mind to your emotions, but now breathe deeply. Allow this breath of your divinity into your emotional being as well, bypassing the brain and going straight in with no filtering, no telling self what is right or wrong or how to behave or how to act. You are emerging and maturing spiritual beings. You do not need to have your mind telling you how to act anymore. Breathe deeply and allow that emotional, wonderful, exuberant being that is within you to come forth without the judge and the jury of the mind. Now, we look around this space on this day. We look around and we see we have been moved up onto a stage. And we promise Kaudra, we promise his dear wife that we will not stand up for too long today. For we see the energy that was put here, the fear that we would get up and fly off this stage. We will not do that on this day. So you may relax and You may go out. You may go into your deep spiritual journey here. You do not need to worry about Tobias dancing on this stage. We will save that for another time. It is often difficult to get started here, for we would just like to sit with you and enjoy this energy in this space. We enjoy sitting here watching you at times like this. We can see little by little here as the moments transpire that you are glowing and illuminating more and more. You are allowing that inner smile to come out. Indeed, you know you are in a safe space. You are in a sacred space. Sometimes we would just like to sit here and watch. But there is much to talk about today. There is a new lesson to discuss. It will be a very simple one. One that does not require much homework, but one that will perplex you. You will wonder how to embrace it. You will wonder what to do with the information that we give you today. But it is simple. And we ask you, as we get deeper into our discussions here in this short period of time that we have together, remember to look at it now from the context that it is not so much about you anymore. Look at it now as we speak about what you will be teaching those who come to you, how you will help them to understand this lesson that will be revealed on this day, how you will explain to them what the simplicity and the truth is. So listen today from this other perspective. Say to yourself, how will I teach this to those who come to me? How will I explain this simple yet challenging and important concept of their own divinity? Now let us talk for a moment here. Let us talk for a moment of your ascension. Now, in a manner of speaking, we have been getting much spirit mail, thought mail, coming to us since our gathering here last time. We're somewhat thankful in a way that the information that was contained in the channel from 1 month ago has not yet been on your internet in written form, for indeed the thought mail coming to us would greatly increase. We may not have enough assistance here to handle all this. We have been hearing from many of you wondering, saying, Tobias, what is up with this ascension? What does ascension mean? Tobias, this is nothing of what I expected. You tell us we have ascended, but I don't think you were talking to me. We have felt your frustration. Some of you have become angry. And we smile at this, for we understand. You have asked for definition. You have asked for more insight into this. So today we share a bit more with you. Ascension is when you do not need to die in between lifetimes. You do not need to shed the physical body. You do not need to go through this very difficult and challenging experience of death and rebirth. It is all done while you are still contained in the same package. Ascension, when you move from one lifetime to the other. In the past, it was important to work on a single set of contracts in a lifetime, to complete those and then to leave, and not to have the memory that is carried forth. As you know, we have been speaking in your workshops here in these past few weeks, and other areas. We've been speaking of some of the more important aspects of the human journey, and one of those that we have talked of at length was death. When the human goes through the death, there is so much emotion and fear caught up in this. There is so little understanding. And in a sense, the anticipation of death by all, not just those who are lying on their deathbed, but by all, this anticipation builds up a tremendous wall of fear that needs to be released now. In ascension status, dear friends, you do not need to die. You continue on. You do not have all of this anxiety associated with the process. There is a period of grieving indeed, and there is a big period, a long period, where you're going through deep inner changes. All of you here on this day, all of you who are connecting to these words in one way or the other, are experiencing this type of thing. But you do not have to die. You do not have to leave your body. You move into your next lifetime. What is different about this lifetime that you move into versus your other ones is you are not bound by contract. Even before you came to Earth in this lifetime, you had a long set of goals and objectives. You had an extensive spiritual contract. You had a checklist of things to work on. In a sense, it was the lifetime of final clearing that came to be. But now, as you are transitioning, as you have ascended, there are no contracts. The difference between ascending versus dying is now you get to write the book. Now you get to create what it is you want, who you choose to be. Is it no wonder then that in your new ascension status, things are blank, things are in neutral, things are waiting for you to react. This transformation process you are going through, it will last for a period of time yet. There will be ups and downs in your journey. But understand it is all simply part of a process. As we heard Kalder say earlier, the reason why his eyes hurt so much this morning was not because the angels were giving him a lesson or spirit was trying to teach him something. As a human, he simply forgot to take out those things he wears on his eyes, and he slept with them. There is no big lesson here. For any of you, there are no large lessons at this point. There are just things happening in your life. It is not about you anymore. That means there are no contracts. There are no lessons. The angels and the guides and spirit and Tobias are not trying to bang on the door of your house to get your attention. It is not so much about you. That clearing that you have worked on so diligently in the earlier years of your lifetime has proven to be quite successful. You have cleared old karmas. You have taken on in a single lifetime more karma, more clearing and more lessons than you would have in the past 10 put together. That is why it has seemed so intense up to now. The earlier days of your lifetime, you have cleared so much, and all of this time, you were also clearing past lives. You are also clearing ancestral karma. Oh, no wonder some of you are tired to the bone. Are tired to the bone. No wonder some of you long to return home, thinking you do not have the energy to go forward. But dear friends, I, Tobias, and all the others who come in on this day are here to tell you, going forward will not be like the past. It will not be filled with lessons and contracts and karma, period. We have heard some of you say, how can you possibly say I have cleared my karma, for I have done such terrible things, I have not yet begun to repay the debts, and so be it with you. Continue your karma if you choose, and we will stand there loving you and honoring you, walking beside you. But the moment you press the button, the stop button, on the karmic merry-go-round, no matter where you are, if you consciously choose to stop, you can get off of this. There is no prescribed amount of suffering that you must go through. It is in your enlightenment, when you choose that you no longer need this, that you can get off. That you can get off this karmic merry-go-round. In your ascension status that you are in now, all of you, you are in new territory, uncharted territory. None of us who come here today to join you from the other realms have been to where you are. We are observers. We are counselors. We are guides. But we are followers of you. None of us has been into this new ascension status. The difference is there is no contract or karmas or lessons. That is the difference. It's up to you to create whatever it is you choose. And in this series that we are now in, what we are now speaking to you of, what we are now channeling back to you from your own being. It is funny. It is simple. We are simply taking your thoughts and feeding them back to you. How could you be angry with us for telling you that you have ascended when you have asked us to tell you it is so? We are glad when you announced to us that you had ascended and we could now reveal this to you. In your ascension status, it is up to you now which way to go and what to do and what to create. The tools are coming in and will come in, continue coming in for you. As we have said so many times, work together, help each other to understand what it is like in this ascension status. You have crossed many markers. You have crossed the marker of the destruction that might have occurred 50 years ago and 60 years ago of your time. You have crossed the marker of the destruction that might have occurred 2 and 3 years ago of your time. You are about to cross another marker here in the next year or so of your time, and that will be the completion of an energetic tapestry that is being created to enable you to truly hold your divinity, to truly access all that you are. This is the work of the Kryon with the grids. You will cross that marker also. You will cross many, many. But the important one is that you have moved from the old into the new. You have gone from one lifetime to the next. You have ascended. Perhaps it doesn't look like what you thought it would. But then, what did you expect? Now, there are those who come in on this day, as always. There are invited guests. And we should point out to you that you, the humans, the ascendees, you sit in the first circle, the circle of honor. You are surrounded in the second circle by those who are the invited guests on this day. Now we must also point out, for it has been asked of us recently, is it limited to this group that we talk of, that we announce? It is, in the sense that they are the only ones who can energetically come this close to you. But yet, there are many, many others watching. They cannot come in so close. They cannot allow their energies to intrude in any way. It would be like, in your world, watching something on a television show versus being there directly. Their energies are not allowed to intrude. But in addition to those who come in, there are many, many others who are watching from afar. The ones who you have known in this lifetime, who have crossed over, that are your very best supporters, even though they were the ones who were the very hardest on you when you lived, when they lived on earth. They are watching in. The ones who come from your past lives, they are watching in. Matter of fact, what is going on, even in this room today, it's one of the most popular shows on our side of the veil. We are watching with such interest and such curiosity. We have so much hope. We are watching the steps that you take. We are so curious with the questions that you ask. We are cheering you on in every way. The hardest part for us is knowing that we cannot do it for you. None of us. None of us can intervene or interfere. We can only love you. When miracles happen, when things out of the ordinary happen, it is not because the angels have interfered or intervened or done it for you. It is because for a moment of time, with all the tension or stress of a traumatic situation taking place, and you call on the help of the angels and of spirit, what is happening is you are letting your guard down. You are letting that mind get out of the way for a moment. And you are opening up to the energy of love that comes flowing through the veil at that moment. It is not the angels who lift the car to enable someone to get out from underneath. The prayers you have prayed have been heard, but it is you accepting in our love. There are many who are watching your progress to see what is happening, to see what you are experiencing. There are invited guests that come into this space. They have to make reservations to be here. And the ones who come in on this day, before we announce them even, we will ask you to stay out of your mind for a moment. Do not try to analyze anything here, but simply breathe in their energy. Breathe it in. Do not try to guess. Do not try to intellectualize. Breathe in their energy. Allow yourself to feel the ones who come in without putting any label on them. Simply breathe it in. For the ones that come in today to join in this room are quite familiar to you. And they come here today for a special reason. A type of energetic handoff and acknowledgement. Ones who come into the space, who are standing beside you, very, very close, in a familiar position, they are the ones who used to be your guides. They are the ones who were your guides up until a year or two or three ago. They are the ones who held and occupied that balance of space, the balance that created the appropriate energies between your world, your earth, and our side of the veil. The ones who did not talk to you so much, but the ones who were with you always. These guides and others who have been your guides in the past on your journeys to Earth come into this space on this day, and they stand beside you, and they take the position that they took, the solemn keepers of the gate, the solemn holders of the energy, side by side with you, and they smile at you on this day. They know it has been difficult for you to go through this transformation process. They know it has been difficult for you to walk the corridor of ascension all by yourself, but it had to be that way. They could not accompany you on that journey. But they come back today, now that you have walked through, and they stand beside you. But now, instead of the ones that hold your energy, they are the ones that applaud you. They are the ones that are grateful to you. They are the ones who, more than anyone else, honor your graduation. And they come in today for a reunion and a visit. Most of you have two standing beside you now. Even the ones who read this message, some have three. There are others that, difficult to explain, but that back them up, who were guides to you even before the ones who stand before you. So in a sense, there is a whole chain of them, but the ones who occupy the immediate energy around you now in the second circles are your own guides, the ones who you missed so dearly when they left, the ones you long for. They come here today for a special reason, which we will talk of. But for this moment of time, we will pause. We will allow the embrace, the time of getting acquainted once again, the time of to chat with them for a moment, the time for them to share the gifts that they bring to you on this day. Each gift is personal. It's meant for you. You may be aware of it immediately. You may not be aware of it for a bit of time. All who are touched by these words know that it is time to pause, to close your eyes, to literally open your hands and breathe in. We will be in pause for a moment while this reunion and this giving of the gift comes to you. And by the way, we ask you to share this gift. Tell the others who are here, the others who you talk to, know it is time to share what has been given to you with others after this gathering in the days and weeks to come. It is appropriate to tell others what this gift was. Now, we will return in a moment as this reunion and giving of gift takes place. How do humans say we wished we could bottle this moment? We wish we could bottle it, and we wish you could bottle it, and we wish that you could have your students, the ones who will come to you, drink of this. You can say, in the difficult times that you go through and walking this road to ascension by yourself, know that there is a payoff, know that there is a sweetness about it. And you would hand them this bottle that has been taken from this moment and ask them to drink of it. And they will see, they will feel how sweet it is to have walked that long road to be able to gather like this. Now, as we said, there is much to discuss on this day, but it is quite simple. It is quite simple. It is quite simple. There is a light worker by the name of Rachel. And this one that we call Rachel, it is not necessarily her real name, but it is a real person. It is a real person. And it is also a composite of all of you. It represents parts and pieces of all of you. We tell the story of Rachel to help you to understand this lesson on this day. Rachel, much like all of you, came into the earth. She had lived 1,010 lifetimes on earth before. Not many compared to some of you who like to keep coming back over and over. She lived 1,010 lifetimes. And she chose this lifetime as her final clearing. She chose it knowing that there was the potential for the earth to be terminated, either by the hand of man or by what you would call the hand of God through the destruction of earth. But she also knew, for she had spoken at length with her guides and the angels on our side of the veil, she knew there was a strong potential that all of this would be circumvented, that all of this potential of destruction would be transmuted into the potential of ascension and the potential of moving forward. And she came into this lifetime, one way or the other, for the final clearing. And she was like many of you. She said, "This will be my last lifetime. I will not come back to earth again." And we joke. We laugh when we sit here and see you, who came back again in ascension status. Now, this one we call Rachel had a difficult childhood, for her mother had abandoned her at an early age. Her father tried to be loving, but he was overwhelmed by taking care of the four children. He could not find the time between his work and trying to support them in a decent way to spend time nurturing any of them. So they spent much time alone. They hardly knew what a babysitter was, for they could not afford one. And while Rachel's father was busy at work, she would be at home helping to care for the others, but more important, she was setting up the opportunity to be within herself, to create her own games, to create her own fun, to create her own expressions. Now, there was very little guidance from this father that she had. Matter of fact, later in her teenage years, there was resentment, for the family was starting to come back together financially. They were able to now afford a middle-class house in a middle-class neighborhood in a middle-class town. But now the father was treating himself to the things that he had missed. And he was going out at night, and he had lady friends, and he spent little time with his four children, and little time with Rachel. Indeed, there was much anger and resentment for this. as she grew into her later teens and into her early 20s, she would try to find this love that she had not received from her father in other men. But these relationships did not work out so well, for none were able to fulfill something within her. For there was something that occurred when she was a child. There was an inner ringing that occurred. There was an inner voice that kept on coming up. It needed to be fulfilled. It needed a partnership. And dear light worker Rachel was looking for it now in men in this portion of her life. Now, she was indeed one that was very bright, one that did go to her college to pay for her own way through. And when she got out, because her relationships were so poor, she threw herself into business and she worked hard in large companies, moving her way up the ladder. But all of the time, there was something unfulfilled within her. And as we said, she kept on trying to find this in relationships. But these would not last so long. She would tire of the men in her life quite quickly, for they did not fill the role she was looking for. She became quite successful in business. Soon at an early age, in her early 30s, she opened her own business. And that took off as well, for there was a drive within her and a light within her. But yet, this continual knowing that there needed to be something more, that there was something missing. And one day, a business associate of hers talked to her about this thing called spirit. Oh, and immediately, lightworker Rachel shunned this and said she did not so much care for the churches. Her father had sent her, and relatives and friends had taken her to their services and tried to convert her, tried to have her enlist or enroll in something, and none of this interested her. But with more discussion now with her business associate about spirit and about self, she became quite interested. And she began to read books like so many of you, and she began to go to meetings. And she began to beam from within for the first time in a long, long time. Along the way, indeed, she did find a husband, if any of you are wondering. She did find a husband, and she did have several children. But part of the reason for doing this is she felt she must. She felt this was part of the program for humans. She felt that it was important for the looks of her business to have this mate, so that people did not think she was odd or different. She got deeply involved in this spiritual work. The more she looked into it, the more she saw of herself, the more she realized that these early years she spent by herself as a child, she realized there was so much more going on during this time. She realized that she was communing with spirit. She was talking with the angels. She was feeling her guides. There was so much that was going on back then. She remembered this as she studied more and more of these materials. But yet she was frustrated. Even with this new age material, she was frustrated. For it felt good for a while, but it still did not fill this inner desire within. She still did not know how to speak to God. In spite of all the wonderful people she met and all of the wonderful words that she heard, still did not have that deep inner connection with spirit. It was still an outside and elusive thing. It still hadn't clicked within. And she heard all these words about being a creator. And to a large degree, she was beginning to understand in her intellect what this meant. And she read the Creator series and she found value in it, but yet there was still something gnawing within Lightworker Rachel. She wanted to feel. She wanted that connection with whatever it was. What was it, she would wonder at night? Was it God in some far off place? Was it my former guides? Was it the angels? But she would not feel this. She would think it, but not feel it. Dear Rachel was so very frustrated with the process and wanted this connection so deeply, and we on the other side sat and watched her and watched you. And it has brought tears to our eyes because we understand at the deepest level that you are so pure in your intent. You are so pure in your desire. All you want to do is to be touched by spirit and to be aware of it. We realize that. We realize in listening to your prayers that you are not asking for all sorts of worldly goods. You are not asking, most of you, to be 30 or 40 years younger. You are not asking to have the brains of an Einstein. Your deepest, deepest prayer and wish and desire is simply to be touched by spirit. Now, we watch Rachel. We watch you. We know that you are working so hard and so diligent on your progress, but we see one thing, and it became overly aware to us after our last gathering. Overly aware to us, dear friends. That you have all of these things happening. You have all the availability of energy like it never was before. As I said earlier, we could not gather together like this in my days 2,000 years ago and have this type of energy that you have here. We had nothing like it. You have all of this available to you. You have us letting you know that you have even gone into ascension status. You have the tools to create. Oh yes, there is much more to understand and to learn. But before we go another step further, and before Lightworker Rachel gets her true wish, there is one thing that each of you should look at very closely and to assess within you at the deepest levels. Dear friends, it is quite simple. There's no hocus pocus here. There's no things you need to do. Lesson 2 of the Ascension series is to own your divinity. Own your divinity. Own it at this moment, right now. And you say, Tobias, but how do we own it? It is simply owning it. How do you own a house or a car or your talent or your love? You simply believe it. You accept it within your being. Why has it been so difficult for you to accept your divine rights and your divine heritage that are here? Lesson 2 of the Ascension Series, before we go any further, is to own your divinity. Take ownership for it. We have seen since last month that you do not want to own it. You want to throw it out the window. You want to deny its existence. You want to deny the very power that you have. You want an angel to appear before you. And they do on this day. And there are some who still do not believe it. You want an angel to appear before you and take you off in their arms. The only way you're going to see that in your lifetime on earth is through dust. Other than that, do not expect to see the angel who comes to take you and to carry you away. We have stayed away on purpose. We have not manifested to you. We have not come forth to you in vision. For a reason. Oh yes, there are others who see us, who see others. There are others who have appearances by those on our side. We have not done that with you. And you know why. Because we love you. Because, dear friends, we do not want to distract you from your own journey. There is one here who begs almost nightly to us to show up, to give her a sign. And then she will believe. When we show up and we give her a sign, then she will believe. But, dear friends, that is not believing. That is not believing. That is dealing. That is bargaining. Take ownership in your own divinity. When you do, then we will appear to you and we will shake your hand. We will thank you for the work that you have done. How do you take ownership? What do you do? We hear you asking now frantically in your mind, how can I own this divinity? First of all, you will never own it through your mind. You will never own it through your mind. Your divinity, and it is there. We can see it all around you. In many of you, we can see it emerging from within because you are practicing breathing. There is one who is reading this, continues to read, continues to intellectualize everything we say. He breathed 3 times, and because great miracles did not work, he was upset. And he says, so Tobias, this does not work so well. And we remind him in this. This is an ongoing conscious process. Your divinity exists all around you. Each one of you here, those who are reading this or listening, we can literally see it. This is not a concept. This is not just creative thinking. We can see it. We can see it now rising from within you. Some, it looks like a flame within you, for some. Others, it looks like a type of beautiful plant that is growing. Others, it is a ball of light that is coming through. Each, it is somewhat different. There is not a single type of expression of the rising divinity. It is unique to each one of you. It is there. Take ownership. How to take ownership for it, this thing called divinity? How to take ownership? It is not through your mind. If you sit down and try to write this out on paper, and try to figure it out, it will hurt. It will cause you much pain in the head. This thing called divinity is like a child, in a sense, even though it is you, it is the essence of you, from as far away of time as when you left home. It is your divinity. It is your full self. And we have to interrupt here for a moment, but we ask each of you to stop imagining your golden angel or your true self as some outside 12-foot-tall winged being, for it is not so. And as long as you continue to think of it that way, it will be difficult to integrate a 12-foot being into yourself. It is not an external thing. It is within you. It is not an outside angel. It is the essence of who you are. It is making its way through your body, your DNA, your cells. It is asking for expression through your body. Own your divinity through your body by being playful with your body. You get so serious. It would hurt. You diet and hurt yourself. Do you know what causes you to be fat? It's your damn diet. You hurt yourself and your body by the thoughts that you put through it. Your divinity is coming up from within your body. Play with your body. Eat it, those chocolates. Oh, we know we will get this thought mail from many who say, oh, Tobias, medical history and science has proven these things to be bad. No, what is bad is some of your thoughts that you have, some of your rules and regulations. Sometimes I am sad that I did not return in physical body to your earth. But other times I would not want to go through what you are putting yourselves through. Enjoy your body no matter what size or shape it is. Love your body. Stop trying to create a certain pattern for it. Your divinity is rising up within it. This is one of the ways it comes to you. Play with your body. If you need a day or two laying in bed and doing nothing but eating chocolate chip cookies, so be it. For you will quickly out-amuse yourself and realize that it's time to get going. Realize that there is work to do. Your body will tell you, if you simply listen to it, if you take ownership of it, of what types of foods are good. Do not go by these prescribed methods that have been written about and that are all over your grocery stores and television channels. Listen to your body. Play with your body. Allow yourself this luxury. There are some now who even shake their head who say, Tobias, you do not know what you are talking about. And we say to you, fine, continue your game of rules and regulations and self-punishment of your body. To the others, we say, go have fun. Allow your divinity to come up. This is how you own it. You own it by playing with it. By playing with it. Your divinity is like a child, even though it is your essence, even though it is all who you are. It is being rebirthed. You died. You died. And now you are being rebirthed. And that is what is happening inside of you. You are birthing your own divinity in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. Play with it. How would you treat a child? Would you give a 2-day-old child or a 6-month-old or 1-year-old child a list of rules and regulations? Some of you may. Most of you would find joy with that child. Most of you would take responsibility for it, to hold it in your arms, look at it lovingly, feed it, nurture it, and look forward to every moment you could play together with it. That is how you take ownership of your divinity. Oh, you try to intellectualize it so much. How are you going to teach of this thing, of divinity and of owning it, if you are intellectualizing it? Is not it easier to tell your students to go outside and play with their divinity rather than to write 100 books trying to explain what it is and the words will be empty? For each of you, own your divinity, play with it. You have forgotten how to play, haven't you? You have forgotten. We knew it. Our light worker Rachel forgot how to play, for there was so little of it in her lifetime when she was young. There was so little. She had such a serious contract, as all you have. We are jesting with you on this day. We know you came in with serious contracts, heavy contracts, challenging. We know you took on the most difficult of things that you had ever taken on in your lifetime. That is why you have forgotten how to play. There are so few games that you had when you were young. You had to be so serious about life at such an early stage and to work so hard. And even those who came from well-rounded families, even you had to prove yourself early in life. Look at the young ones now. They do not have this. You are amazed when you find out there is one who is 28 and 30 years old and still living with their parents and still has not decided what to do with their lives. For you are the ones who had the heavy contracts and were very specific about your time frames to get them done and how to do them, and you continue to push yourselves. You continue to approach your divinity in the same way that it must be studied hard, worked hard, that in order to be worthy of it must exhaust you, it must be painful. No. We are here to tell you it is not that way anymore. You have ascended. You have left behind that old way of doing things. It is time to play. And certainly, many of you will feel guilty about this. You will allow yourself 5 minutes per day. You will structure it and organize it. And we are particularly jabbing Kaudra when we say this. You own your divinity by treating it as a loving child, nurturing it, attending to it, taking responsibility for it, and playing with it. You do not start teaching a child all of the things that come from your books and your schools when they are young. This is the time of nurturing and having fun. It is so simple. We said when we began this discussion on this day, what we had would be simple and would be challenging. Lesson number 2, the next big step in your ascension status, is to take ownership of this thing that you have been searching for so very long. So very, very long that in the story of Rachel, she's been searching for it, that she cannot even accept that it has finally come to her. She has been waiting for some grand angel to come, and that would signify that she is ascended. No. No, it comes from within. It must be owned from within. Before you can go too much further in this process and truly enjoy all of the benefits and all the good things from ascension, you must take ownership for it. The way to do this is to treat it like the child, to play with it, but to nurture it. to find time each day. Each day, dear friend, find time with yourself. With yourself. Find plenty of time. If you must go from this room and from this space with a specific assignment, which so many of you need to have, your assignment and your homework is to find time each day to play with your divinity, to enjoy life. You are still surrounded by this energy of hard work and difficulty and challenges and daytimers. When I come back to Earth, I have vowed to never have a daytimer. For it ruins a perfectly good flow of expression, of life, of being. It is hard for many of you to accept the fact that you are in this new ascension status. You are trying to deny it, but it is so. It is truth. It is here. It is time to accept it. As you play with it, it becomes expression. It is expression. It moves throughout your being, and it moves into all things around you, and as we have talked of in our last series, it then brings the appropriate things back to you. Stop struggling so hard. Stop struggling to bring these things to you. They will come. Now take ownership. This was not the original lesson and discussion that we had planned in number 2 of the Ascension series. Back when we were working on the curriculum, there was something else. But as we approached this time and we saw the reaction from our last discussion, and we began taking a look at the situation, and we began then getting the information from you as to what you would like to have said, it became apparent to all of us that we needed to interject this, that became apparent to even you that you could go no further in your path here without taking ownership. At this very moment, dear friends, each of you here, breathe in your divinity down to your feet and own it. Do not let it leak out, but own it. Embrace it. Understand that you are spiritual beings. Understand that the past is the past. It does not have to cling to you anymore. Because something was difficult before does not mean this new energy and this new way of ascension needs to be so. Now when you breathe in now this time, own it, hug it, and nurture it like you would a child. Breathe in deeply and own your divinity. Own your new ascension status. Sometimes we look and ask, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? And then we see you are waiting for this grand being. There are others not in this room, but there are others who are waiting for these little metal ships to come down and green people to get out. And we say to ourselves, they will wait a long time. They are still giving away their power to something on the outside. And it confuses us because we can see your divinity directly within you. We can see how powerful you are, what beings of light you are. Now, hold that flame. Play with it. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. Walk from this room on this day with a new attitude, with an attitude of enjoyment of life. You've reached your goals already. You've fulfilled your contract. allow yourself to enjoy. When you do, you change the cycles of energy. You change the way that the outside world reacts to you. And it will start reacting different. It will come back to you more joyfully. It will come back to you with more fulfillment. The things that come to you will not be so hard and difficult and challenging. You can drop that from your energy makeup right now. You can drop that difficult, challenging setup that you brought into this lifetime. You do not need it anymore. It is, above all, for each of you, the time to play and the time to enjoy. And that is how you will truly take ownership of your divinity. Now, those who were your guides that come in on this day, stand beside you, love you, thank you. They remember the time that they had to hold your energy. They had to create that balance. They are here for somewhat of a graduation ceremony today, knowing that you can now own that yourself. The ones who were your guides come in today into the second circle to acknowledge to you that you can own your divinity, that you can hold this space. Oh, there were some shaky days when they first left. Some shaky days when you and they and us were not sure you would be able to hold this energy, but you are. Still timid about it, but each day getting a bit stronger, owning a bit more. That is why they come here on this very special day, this graduation. They tell you also to own the space that they held for a long time. They tell you to bring it in through your heart. Each morning, acknowledge the allness of who you are. To each evening, to understand and to acknowledge the I am, not through your head, but through your heart. That is another challenging area for you to think through your heart. That is, you do not understand this so much. It still seems to flow through your intellect. Your intellect, in a sense, is like the words on a page. You know, you are much like a book. You know, the physical body, which in a book is like the pages and the binding and the cover. And then you have the words that are written. This is like the intellect. It is the spacing. It is the characters that are used. It is the way the paragraphs break. It is your commas and exclamation points. It is even the design of the individual letters and how they are put together as words and then sentences. This takes an energy and puts it into a series of symbols that flows. Your intellect, in a sense, is like the words on a book, on the pages. But yet, what leaps from the pages, that what draws your interest and attention, is the feelings and the emotions and the spirit. There is a spirit in your books. It is not contained in the individual letters or the exclamation points or the letting between the lines. Those are simply ways to express the spirit of the book. You are the same. You have a body to get you around, to focus you in the now. You have a mind, which is a way to take all these symbols and put them together in somewhat of a logical sequence. But it is your spirit and it is your heart that needs to sing now, to come forth, to express itself. Your divinity does not come through the intellect. The intellect is simply a way of organizing and understanding. The divinity flows through your entire being. There are those here who try to say it is also in one space of the heart. It is in all the spaces. It is between the lines. It is on every page. It is on the cover. It chooses to sing out in every way. This is all to say to you. Do not try to regulate the path. Do not try to intellectualize this process. Playing is not intellectualizing. Playing is simply having fun for the sake of expression. Do the same with your divinity. Play with it for the sake of expression. Own it. Own it. And think of all the words that we have spoken on this day and your reactions and emotions to them. And think of how someday you will sit in front of those who come to you and try to explain to them. Explain to them it is time for them to take ownership of their divinity. They will be the ones that look back at you with fear, for they have been expecting you to hold it for them. They have been expecting you to be the guide, the one who shows them the way to their divinity. And one day, you will cut them loose, and it will hurt you. It will hurt, for there will be part of you that loves them so dearly. There will be part of you even that loves the role that you have been playing as the teacher. There will be a day when you tell them it is time to take ownership of their own divinity and to go outside and play. They will look at you with the strangest look. You will tell them to go out and play and to throw away all their rules. Oh, they will come to you. They will have spiral book after spiral book with all of the great things you have ever said to them. And with rules and with damn diets and all of the rest of this. And they will clip things from papers as you have done and tell you how to live. You will take all those notebooks, throw them off in the trash, and tell them to take ownership of their divinity by going outside and playing. It is so simple, dear friends. We do not need to say much more. It is so simple. What we have seen in you, what you have asked us to tell you, is that it is time to own it and play with it and to express it. It has been held up here in your brain. You have been searching for it for so long. You almost forgot what you were searching for, and you almost lost your sense of humor. It is time to simply play with it. There are those who will not like the words that we speak when we say it is time to throw out all these things that you have learned. We remind you that they have done you well. They have brought you to this place. They have got you to this point. But it is time to let these go. Listen to your body. Listen to your entire being and play with your divinity. We love you dearly. And your guides ask if they can stay around and play with you for a while. We will return in a moment for your questions. And so it is.